Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly, also known as Lil Citrus, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is March 25th, 2024, everyone. The last Monday in March. Holy cow, this month went by so fast that we are going to be in Houston just in a couple weeks for the Viva Fresh Showcase. That's right. Texas International Produce Association is putting on their annual conference right there in Houston, Texas, April 11th through the 13th. And just a couple announcements before we get started. April 18th, we will have our virtual networking hour with Neil Gallarte of Wild Style Media. And 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., same time, same channel, same place. And then the week after that, April 23rd, we are traveling to Vancouver, Canada to support the CPMA trade show and see all of our international partners such as Equifruit and Peak of the Market. Let's not forget some of our other sponsors that will be showcasing at CPMA. Now, everyone, for our featured guest today, it's not one, it's not two, it's not three, but we have five people that are coming on from the Clean Eating Challenge of 2024 just before the Viva Fresh Showcase. And guess what? The Texas International Produce Association advocates for the increased consumption of fresh fruits and veggies. And boy, oh boy, can I tell you that the Clean Eating Challenge is a way to grow your fresh consumption, everyone. So we're going to hear from some of the participants and the coaches and find out why this is the who's who of fresh produce when you talk clean eating. Let's go ahead and get my co-host on for today, which is Jen Velasquez.
Hey, Patrick. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Listen, it's been too long. I think we did 3 years straight of the Clean Eating Challenge, and then we missed a year, right? But I think it all came full circle because now I'm part of the group.
I think so. I think you got FOMO that year and decided that you needed to be a part of it big time. So we're glad to have you.
We didn't even cover it. Like we didn't even cover it. We just were like, you know what? Let's sign us up for next year. And I kind of, you know, I told you the story of why I signed up. And as funny as it sounds, I was doing my blog earlier today that I still have to send to you. But, you know, when I reached out, it came from where I was that day. And when I saw that, I even reached out and was like, even if I'm not going to accept it, I wanted to apply. Because to me, living a healthier lifestyle, right, whether it's working out or eating healthier, there's not a point in time where you're like, I'm the healthiest person alive. You could always be healthier. You could always work out more, right? There's always things to do more of. So I remember reaching out to you. I was doing, I still do competitive jujitsu, and that's where I wanted to get. I wanted to get to a point where my body and my mind were on the same page. And we all know that eating the wrong things can put your body and your mind in different slumps, right? So this was, I thought this was perfect for me, and you agreed.
No, absolutely. I can't agree with you more because as I go through my healthy eating journey every year, you know, you have times when you slip up. It was our wedding anniversary this weekend. I had more dairy and gluten and everything that I usually do. And I didn't feel great. So it's just a good reminder that when you take out the bad things and you're eating the really good things and you put them back in, it's not always a great idea.
Yeah. And I will tell you, you know, my New Year's resolution every year is try something new, right? So it fit perfectly because now I'm trying all types of new things. And then even our nutritionist, what's cool about this program is, and I know we'll hear from the participants. I've talked to Meredith, I think 3 or 4 times since we started in October.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I was like, if I had a nutritionist and a chef, like, game over. Like it'd be just game over at that point.
Yeah. No, it's great. And it's one of the things that, or one of the components that we've added over the years. When we first started the Clean Eating Challenge back in 2019, 2020, we worked with an author, Dr. Ian Smith, and he led that group of 4 or 5 people through the program. And so that was great. They had their own little help, own nutritionist. The next year after that, it was more of like a, we'll lead you, but it's up to you to figure it out. And one of the feedback points we got was that they wanted more help, more handholding. And so that's where we started incorporating mentors in the form of nutritionists. And I think it's gone very well because TIPA, I can't give medical advice, health advice like that. So we need somebody who has the credentials behind their name.
And that's good, right? I mean, that means the program is growing, right? So
it has,
I do like that a lot. I mean, heck, from the first time we chatted until now, a lot of my friends have been in the programs. They've encouraged it. And I think it's just a way to, one, I think this is the one thing I've learned in this challenge is keeping all of us accountable. And it's kind of like, you know, when you're in a group, you know, you don't want to let your group down. You don't want to let yourself down, obviously. But then it stands for something, right? And then you start to look at it as, well, my body stands for something too. So you look at it in a different nature. I mean, I know I have. I even reached out and I got a gastroenterologist on the podcast this year because, you know, I told her about what I was doing and clean eating. And she was like, oh my gosh, she's like, this is amazing. I didn't even know you produce people had stuff like this. And she's like, how do I get involved? You know, and again, you've got, you know, gastroenterologists that are like, this is what they preach because so many people come into their offices with stomach issues. So again, yeah, we can't give the advice, but when PhDs and people that are medical doctors are saying,
exactly,
this is amazing, then we know we're doing something right. So what would you say your favorite thing is though, Jen, when you look at this and you see this group of people that we have this year, what's your favorite thing about the challenge?
Well, thankfully I get to be involved every year. And my favorite thing is definitely just being able to see the people who join and their progress. You know, sometimes we have more people sign up and by the end of the challenge, they are not all a part of it. And what I've realized over the years is the ones that are in it, not even to win it, but just really commit to being a part of a program. There's no penalty if you don't finish through, but it's a really great program that we offer. And if you're going to sign up for it and you're going to do it right, you're going to get so much out of it. The camaraderie from your other teammates, the nutritional advice that we just talked about, really, it's a sense of pride in being part of a team that's just trying to get everybody to be healthy.
I love it. And who is best to keep everybody accountable than your friends that are in the produce industry with you?
Exactly. Because since we travel and we go to different trade shows, or maybe sometimes they're clients and friends, you get to see them throughout the 6 months at different shows. And so you can help each other keep accountable, maybe drink a little less at the happy hours and maybe go for walks in the morning. It's really great to be able to have this group of people in the same industry going through the same things that you are.
I agree with you, because if you were to reach out to my buddy G, he'd be like, man, Pat harasses me so much. I remember a couple of times we were traveling. I'm like, what are you eating for breakfast there? He's like, I got an egg sandwich. I was like, I got a banana, bro. And he was like, you're not even going to let me slip. I was like, nope. I was like, you slip, but I'm going to say something. So, but it's interesting because then like day two, he got like two bananas. And I'm like, where's your sandwich? He's like, oh, you want the sandwich now, right? So I think that it builds relationships between people that we do not know in the industry. And then it builds relationships between, again, this group or people that now can be friends moving forward, right? Whether you do business or not, it's just another, you know, colleague in the industry that you did something special with, Jen.
Exactly. It just makes the industry seem a little bit smaller and more intimate, even though it already is. So it's great.
I love it. Well, let's do this. Let's bring on our first participant and a friend of mine. I've known this gentleman for a few years. And what I love about him is his undying affection towards the industry. You know, I will tell you, every time I see Brett Johnson, he's always got a smile on his face. He's always talking in the right way. And I say that is, if business needs to be chatted about, he talks business. If not, we're talking baseball, we're talking football. And one thing he will always talk about is his kids. This is one man that I know loves his kids to death. Seriously, everyone. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring Brett Johnson on the line.
Hey guys.
What's happening, Brett? Man?
Just another beautiful day in Arizona. Loving it.
Is it beautiful in Arizona? I mean, it's not June or July, so I will take it that it is beautiful.
Yeah, we're not 116 yet, that's for sure.
Hey, I get it, man. I get it. Well, listen, great to have you. First timer here, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe it's the first time. We've known each other for so long. It's the first time I got to be on your show.
Listen, and it's not that I haven't invited you, or maybe I haven't, but again, Reddy, it's what I said about you too, man. Brett, you talk about the right things at the right time. Maybe there wasn't an opportunity for us to get on the show until now. Now, you know, we're in the Clean Eating Challenge together. We've been communicating through the Slack app. You're on a different team than I am, but we still see all the posts, and we get to enjoy and growing together in this community, man. So I appreciate you coming on, and now we're going to talk about, you know, how you're feeling, man. Like, what do you think? How do you feel? Like, you've been hiking up a storm. Jen, you've seen the pics. He's been hiking up a storm. Been active. I mean, talk to us, Brett.
Hey, you guys hit on a great point, which was produce industry is small, but we're big, and it's such a tight-knit group. And we're, you know, I was talking to somebody outside the produce organization that's interested in joining in, or coming into produce arena. He's in sales and another like an insurance. And I told him, man, you work 6-7 days a week, but all your competitors are your friends, and everybody gets along, and it's a fantastic community to be a part of. And I think that this challenge has done a great job. I've met some new people. Of course, Patrick and I go back a few years. But I feel like they're all family now, because we're kind of going through this health journey together. And everyone has a different one. You know, for me, I'm hitting 50 this year. I do not like that number at all. I really didn't like my numbers on my blood work and my cholesterol and my blood pressure last year. So I started kind of going down this path of how am I going to be healthier? And shortly after I started trying to find that path, the Clean Eating Challenge email went out, and I said, oh, I'm going for it. And I've enjoyed the heck out of it. And yeah, hiking is a huge piece to me. I can't work out in the gym very well. I have a hard time committing. And if I do, it's 5 minutes on a treadmill and I want to get off because I'm bored. So hiking kind of forces me down the pathways. If I'm going to go 13 miles, I got to go with the whole thing. Otherwise, I'm not making it home. So it's been good for me.
That's amazing. And I mean, I love to hear that as well. As you know, coming from California, I was a huge hiker, and now living in Florida, there's not much hiking to do. Jen, you know where I live. There's the biking trails, but there's not much hiking. But one thing I can tell you, you know, Brett, and you know this, hiking uses every bit of your body, from your toes to your little earlobes getting burnt if you don't have a hat on, right? Like, every part of your body feels it sometimes when you're done hiking. So I think that's amazing. What would you say your big change or big shift has been since starting this challenge? Something you've cut back on in the food world, or something you've added that you eat more of now?
The biggest thing I cut back on was definitely alcohol intake. I'd already done that. You know, I enjoy beer, wine, especially enjoy it. My wife and I always do. But I was like, you know what, all right, this is, you know, I love it. I can stop it at any time, and I probably should, just for my health purposes overall. So like, I started small. I had a bunch of golf tournaments for the industry last summer, and I said, I'm not going to drink at the golf tournaments. And I kept that up all the way through. I don't really have a beer, even one beer on the course anymore. Not that I had too many before, but it's, you know, it's two beers and then you eat something you're not supposed to at the same time.
Yeah, it gets to, it's just a habit, right? I mean, yeah. And then the funny thing is, I've told you, Brett, this will be 3 years for me, no drinking. And it's not because I was like, I have a problem, I quit. I just stopped drinking. And I told myself, let's see how long it can go.
I still have a drink here and there, but it's significantly cut back. You know, it's a bottle of wine with my wife. I'm sure
that's
we'll have
okay.
some. Yeah.
All right.
Most of my alcohol intake is with my wife, going places or a date night or something like that typically, or, you know, we'll cook at home. Something I added was getting outdoors has another aspect, and it's a mental health piece as well. I read a series of books all about getting healthier, moving more. I've included a lot more steps. I love all the step challenges because it makes me just get out and go, okay, I got to go for a 3 mile walk at 9 o'clock at night just to get my steps in for the day so I can win this thing. That's been really good for me. And I have done that multiple times. The last challenge, I happened to already have a 14 mile hike planned. So I actually ended up getting most of the day, and I don't think I've ever hit, I didn't even hit 30,000 in a day when I went out of Havasu, which was 13 miles. As well, it was actually a higher, bigger hike than that out of Havasu Pie in November. So those are great for me. You know, and just a mental piece. Like, I'm trying to teach my kids who are all teenagers now dealing with new stresses of college. Like, hey, you need to clear your mind. Let's get out in the woods, get out in the middle of nowhere, you know, take away everything and let your mind rest a little bit and learn how to deal with that. And it's helped out my freshman in college. My senior hasn't been able to join me as much because he had ACL surgery this year, bad football injury. So he'll be joining me next week, hopefully, on my Flatiron hike. So he's finally cleared from the doctor.
Cleared. Hey, that's still amazing, man. Well, all right. So Viva Fresh is on the horizon. We're about to jump you back to the gray room. It's not green. It's actually gray, everyone. That's what it looks like on our side. But you're gonna be there because obviously you're representing the Clean Eating Challenge. You're gonna have a booth.
Yes, we will have a booth. Limonera. Be there with one cohort and attending all the festivities for sure.
Awesome, awesome.
One of my favorite shows for sure. I like how small it is, and it's in my home state of Texas. So.
All right. So we got some. Love we got the hometown hero here, everyone. But we'll support Brett. He'll give us and stay tuned. You'll find out where everybody's booth is if they're having or if they're there and having a booth. We'll all be together. Brett, last question, and answer it quickly for me. So what has been your favorite go-to fruit or vegetable in the last 6 months?
Brussels sprouts, the P. Kelly recipe.
The P. Kelly recipe makes me feel good. All right, Brett, we're jumping you back. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, man, and keep crushing it.
Thanks, man.
I love hearing from everybody, Jen. Let's get the next guest on the line, our next participant. Now, again, you might know these next ladies more than I do, so if you have something to say about them, please do. I knew Brett. I've known Brett for almost a decade now, so I had a few things to say. But our next guest is Jessica Ortega. Anything you want to say about Jessica, Jen?
Jessica was a participant a few years ago, and she liked it so much that she decided to come back. So we love that.
Hey, there we go. So let's get Jessica Ortega on.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Jessica, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we got the audio fixed. Nobody's on mute full time. Jen and I are having a blast already. You know, when we look at the Clean Eating Challenge, obviously, we had one male. We didn't even talk about that. There's male and female in this challenge, everyone. So we have myself and Brett who have done this challenge. And then the next participants are female. I always distinguish that because there's always different goals and I would say obstacles, challenges, and opportunities between different people. So Jessica, we've heard from Brett. We heard what he's been doing. Obviously, we know everybody's journey is going to be different. It's going to look different. It's going to feel different. And the great thing about a challenge is it's a challenge for yourself, not against each of the people in the challenge. So this being an individual challenge, a clean eating challenge, talk to us about your journey a little bit.
So, yeah. My journey more this time around was more to be mentally better, than physically, if that makes sense. I went through a lot of things with my youngest daughter that kind of led me back to this challenge because I remember just how much, teams and having everyone support you really helped in, you know, going out there and getting your steps in and just having somebody there to talk to about, you know, different foods, different, you know, things that we are all doing to get us where we want to be. For me, it's been a little harder just because I've been, you know, dealing with a lot of stress in regards to my daughter's health. But being able just to talk to the nutritionist and be able to explain that to her and for her to give me just little tips on how she, you know, would go about it instead of us having, you know, to focus so much on different things that others may focus on. It would be more of her just saying, hey, just be prepared for the week and these challenges that may arise on a daily basis. And go from there and not be so hard on yourself like I tend to be because I'm not following something on a daily basis. Instead, she said, hey, take a step back. If something happens one day, we start all over again the next day. So it's kind of where I'm at now, is just focusing on not just being so hard on myself and taking it day by day, instead of having this huge plan out. And then when it doesn't happen, I'm just having a hard time.
I like that, Jen, not being hard on ourselves when talking about eating the right foods. What do you think about that statement? I thought that was powerful.
It's such a mind game that we play with each other, with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Too harsh. So if you can get that under control, I think that's a huge step.
It's probably one of the biggest, is the mental game. I was watching season 2 of Full Swing on Netflix, all about the PGA, and all the PGA guys are, you know, seeing, you know, I would say psychologists, psychiatrists, to really understand their mental game, understand how to deal with their own feelings inside their head. And I never say, in my opinion, as me, right? Like, I'm trying to show feelings all the time, but I've learned over time, you know, vulnerability, one, to others, can release some of the things that are happening in your head. And one, that release can also take you to a point to where you can have positive conversations inside your head. Right, Jessica? I think that's one of the biggest things that is so hard. Think about getting a promotion in work. Think about getting a promotion from the Clean Eating Challenge. Think about winning, right, the Peloton, because of all your achievements that you put in, right? But think about this. Think about, on the other side, if you didn't achieve those things and you were still working as hard as you could, you still are in your head saying, I'm crap, I didn't do my best, even though from the outside, everybody's telling you you're crushing it.
Correct. If I don't believe it, then, you know, it's not happening. So it really has helped just to understand, you know, it doesn't all have to be perfect.
No, of course not. I mean, nobody's perfect. And I think that's why and how this challenge is so important and why it became about, because we're taking imperfect people, right, and imperfect foods and matching them together and seeing what happens. You know, Brett said earlier he wasn't excited about his blood work moving into the challenge, and, you know, kind of put a call to action for him. So again, right, different challenges, different opportunities. You know, talk to me about some of the foods you've incorporated in the last 6 months to your schedule and what you've been putting in your stomach.
So definitely I've been trying different. Funny, I always went for just plain romaine, different types of greens, different types of lettuces, different types of salads, which I was kind of shocked, you know, just to add different veggies here and there have made a big difference. So for sure, the different greens, the different lettuces have been a game changer, and just incorporating them in my house for not just myself, for my kids and my husband as well.
And that's one of the hardest things, is incorporating the family aspect into it. Right, Jen? I mean, I told, when you and I talked, Jen, I told you my wife was so excited because she was like, normally when Pat would come home, he would have these types of snacks. Remember? Now when I come home for my lunch breaks, I'm cooking asparagus as snacks. And the family will start eating more of that as well if you start embracing it too.
Yes. That's probably one of my favorite things in all of this, is that the families get behind it, whether the family means the husband or wife or with the kids, and getting kids to eat that early on is so important. But
it's true, because then it's like they start thinking or asking, oh, wait, what's this? One of the funny things I tell people is when I go to the stores, and if you have kids, you guys and gals will all laugh, because ready? So my son said to me years ago, it's like, Dad, can I have? What's the first response, Jessica or Jen, when a kid asks you for something in the store before you even look at what they have?
You're like, no, no.
No, yeah, no. Yeah. So my son comes up to me. We're in Whole Foods. This is like 3 years ago. And I hear, Dad, can I have? And I said, no, put that. And as I'm turning around, he had a salad kit. And he was like, I'm starving. He's like, can I eat this now? And I looked at my buddy and I was like, how do I say no to this? I was like, what?
You don't.
I didn't. I told him, I was like, eat the salad, buddy. Have a great one. We'll pay for that on the way out. It wasn't chips. It wasn't cookies. He went and grabbed a salad. My kids never go down the candy aisle. They never go down the toy aisle in the stores. They normally go down the produce aisle with Dad. One, because I'm in produce, but two, they see how much fun I have. They see how I eat every day on a daily basis. So it gets into their heads, it gets into their minds, and they want to enjoy it too. So, all right, Jessica, before we let you go, I got another question for you.
Yes.
Favorite recipe or fruit and veg that you've incorporated in the last 6 months is now like a go-to for you?
So favorite fruits and veg that I love to have in stock all the time, cucumbers, strawberries, and favorite vet, recipe that we've been adding on at least twice a month is the chili with the turkey instead of the beef and a lot of veggies inside. I know, I want to say it was Brett who posted it, that his wife had made some chili. And then I was like, that sounds good. So then I started making the chili.
I like it. I like it. Not bad. All right. Well, we love it. All right. I'm throwing you back. Next, we're going to get our next participant on. Can't wait to see you at Viva Fresh as well. Booth or anything like that?
No booth, but we will be there.
But we'll be there. All right. So we will look for Jessica. Jessica, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I think we've got a great lineup so far, Jen.
Yes, there are some really amazing participants this year, and we got a handful of them on the show today. So it's great.
I love it. And, you know, she said something that kind of stuck out to me about strawberries and cucumbers. Did you know, Jessica, I interviewed Joe Exotic during COVID on the Produce podcast from jail, and his favorite fruit is a strawberry and his favorite vegetable is a cucumber. So you and Joe Exotic, Jessica, so have something in common. And I just want you to know that. So for the rest of your life, you put that on a resume. Like, whatever you want to do with that information, it's all yours to deal with. But it's truth and it's fact, and it came straight from his mouth. So before we get back into the participants, Jen, let's take a quick break. And then we will bring it back with Myra Vasquez and talk a little bit more. So be right back, everyone.
Sounds great.
JGLC, the place to be, a third-generation, family-owned and operated asset-based company. Throughout their 60 years in business, integrity, reliability, and loyalty to their customers has remained their top priority. JGLC guarantees 24/7 communication with your personal logistics coordinator. They offer competitive pricing without sacrificing services. They operate throughout the United States and Canada. JGLC's customers count on them for dependability and dedication carried out on every order, every time. 60 years of service for all your trucking needs. Visit them at jglc.com for your custom quote. I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunraise. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunraise grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact. Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from dynamite sponsors creating dynamite content for our industry. Now, if you just saw the video that I saw, you might be hungry as can be, thinking about camping and beautiful scenery. Everyone, we're talking with participants from the Viva Fresh Clean Eating Challenge. I have my co-host with me today, Jen Velasquez.
Hello, again.
Great to be back.
I love listening to these guys.
I think it's amazing. Some of the food we just saw was even more incredible. I love that the proteins, even though I don't eat beef, I just love watching food being cooked. Amazing. Let's get back into it, because one, we want to hear from the other participants. Two, I think it's amazing to hear everybody's journey along the way. And it's a testament of what's being built and what the industry stands for. And I believe this because, you know, it's like we're produce people. We should be eating produce. We should eat as much produce as we can. I understand people don't like it all the time, right, Jen? They don't. But we need to do our best. I mean, heck, if I could convince Brett Johnson to eat Brussels sprouts as much as he's doing today, game changer. Like, Brett and I go out to dinner, we're both going to be looking at the Brussels sprouts menu, right? Or, you know, Jessica and I go out to dinner, she's going to be like, listen, I know this great chili recipe. Like, it gets us all thinking and what we can do and have fun together. And it makes us ask questions. You know, one thing I can tell you is when I go to a restaurant, Jen, I always ask questions about the menu. What about you? Do you ever ask questions about the menu?
Yes, absolutely. I try not to be the annoying person, but it is good to ask questions.
I am that annoying person. My wife's like, oh, great. He's going to ask what type of lettuce they serve in the salad. And I'm like, yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, how old are your eggs? Like, those are standardized questions. Like, I'm just saying.
We went to a restaurant right across from the Astros field when we were visiting the hotel last week, and they had the reddest tomatoes I have ever seen. And I wanted to know exactly where they came from. I'm sure the guy thought it was very weird, but they were delicious.
Yeah, like, where'd you get these from? But, like, what region? Yeah. Did it rain that year? And they're like, this lady, like, what is going on? I always tell people when I go to restaurants, I'm like, listen, I'm a produce guy. Better be on top of your game. Could get a bad review. I'm just saying. Like, I always ask questions, though, especially when at restaurants, especially with our diets, right? And a lot of times processed food versus what's in the stores and what's purchased. So, all right. We won't ask any more questions on that side. Let's get our next participant on the line. I messed up her name in the before we went to break, but it is Myra Vasquez. I hope I said that right now. Or Myra. Let's get Myra on the line. She's going to probably be like, Pat, you killed it, but let's get her on. There she is. Myra, great to have you here. You've been listening to some of the other participants, and Jen and I have kind of babbled back and forth with each other. How are you feeling? How are you liking the community of the Clean Eating Challenge?
I'm loving this, and I kind of fell into it by just a chance. I was talking to, we all know Dante from TIPA, and I was just discussing with him, being the produce nerd that I am, about, you know, my health challenges and so on and so forth. And he's like, man, your passion is there. You need to join our challenge. And so he kind of nominated me, and Jen and I talked, we clicked, and I think I was the right fit for this session. So here I am. So the story all started with me being a type 1 diabetic. And I was like, Dante, you've got to listen to this. It's like, I tried something new. You know, I love produce. Produce is my life, and produce is medicine. And so he was like, okay, talk to me. And so he gave me about 30 minutes, poor guy. And so we talked about it, and then he nominated me. He's like, you've got to get in this challenge. Like, you're too passionate. Let's get you in there. So here I am.
So you're enjoying it then?
Oh, I'm loving it. Every minute of it. Yeah.
Now, I've got friends with diabetes. My father-in-law has diabetes, and what you eat definitely affects your blood sugar level, and it can affect, I mean, obviously, your mental stability. It can affect a lot. I mean, I've seen it from my father-in-law and even some of the friends. I mean, heck, we got Maddie Fisher, that's obviously a mentor in this challenge. I've learned so much from her over the years. I get to do a lot of times when you see those videos at trade shows, I'm the guy holding the camera doing Maddie's videos. So I get to watch her give herself her shots too. But I've learned so much on even like how she orders food, what she eats. And it's an added task for you for sure. So being that you have type 1 diabetes, what was your life before the Clean Eating Challenge? And what would you say the big, This is it. This is a game changer, and this is what I'm gonna keep fulfilling after the challenge is over.
So you can be a diabetic for your entire life, and you just never learn enough. Just coincidentally, my endocrinologist, he told me about 4 years ago. He said, you know, we've been talking for 20 plus years. Forget everything I've said thus far. Let's start over. Things have changed, and it's like, well, how did diabetes change? And so since I realized that a doctor practicing medicine that is not a diabetic, they can study it all that they want to, but they don't really get to experience it like we do firsthand, thankfully. And so every diabetic at my age, my nationality, my same height, we're all so different. So nobody's the same. And so before this challenge, it's like I've been trying to figure out, how do I improve my A1C? And so I've tried every single diet known to man, whether you go from the raw diet to the paleo, keto, whatever. I've tried them all. Honestly, the paleo was like the most successful one for me. But then after reading a book saying, yes, it's a temporary solution to a permanent problem, it's very true. It's like it only helps you a certain amount of time. And the more that I study about proteins, it's like which one's healthier, which one's not. You're always struggling to find the best diet out there. And now if you go to a nutritionist, or at least in my experience, it's they don't want to recommend you a diet because there's not a diet for you that's going to work for you specifically. It's kind of like you have to figure it out yourself. Every time you eat something, you have to check your sugars and see if it works for you specifically. And so I won't say that it's been a nightmare, but it's always a challenge. You know, it's like one of my coaches, Maddie, that you just mentioned, she's type 1 diabetic. And so when I heard she was going to be my mentor, I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm not on an island. Being a type 1 diabetic my entire life, I felt I'm the only one, because everywhere I go, it's like, am I the only one like injecting myself? Am I the only one suffering from this? Like, I don't see anybody else wearing a sensor, or, you know, so you feel like you're the only one out there. And then you see Maddie, who she's gorgeous and perfectly fit. And it motivates you because she looks healthy. And so it's like, okay, she's okay, so I'm going to be okay. I know it sounds a little bit ridiculous, but it's just kind of like I lean on that. And so, she's been amazing. And I've been watching all of her videos, so I didn't know you recorded them. So you're going to help me record some.
All right, listen, when she gets me, she's like, hey, hold my phone. I'm like, what am I doing? And she's like, I do my shot. I'm like, got it. I'm like, got it. I'm like, let's do this. Right.
Yeah.
I wish I did all of them. But if it's at a trade show, it could be me behind the camera on that one, you know. So, and I agree, Maddie's amazing. And the same thing, you get to a point where you see these people and you're like, yeah, if they're doing good, then why don't I have that opportunity to do good? But then we also got to know that it's also you, right? You're the person in yourself that is going to be the only person that can stand up and make that change. So I love that. And I love that you're going to share your story in a way with other individuals that have diabetes. Because again, I never noticed that the equipment that you have to have on your arm until I met Maddie. And now I feel like living in Florida, everybody has their shirts off here, right? I mean, you're at the beach. I started noticing it more now. Like I now see how many people actually live with diabetes for their entire lives. And that was because of Maddie. I mean, I really learned a lot more from Maddie. My father-in-law is not as in shape and fit and good looking as Maddie. he does not take care of his health. He eats a lot of fried and fast food, and it's gotta be a choice, you know, it's gotta be a real choice. So, favorite fruit or veggie since the challenge that you've kind of, doctored into your life and that you're like, I'm going to keep it as we keep moving forward, or any type of habit that you're going to keep moving forward with?
Honestly, I think all of my, teammates are probably sick of me posting vegetables over and over and over, because I love every vegetable known to man. Fruits, not so much. I mean, I love them, but they're just so carb filled so that I can't have them. Okay. But definitely, I've noticed that dragon fruit has helped me quite a bit, antioxidants, and for the right reasons. Also, cactus. I mean, it's a go-to thing for me. So I'm gonna get you to start talking about nopalitos, because I've inspired some people on this whole team to start trying nopalitos. But they are truly nutritious. Not very many people eat them. And they ask me, it's like, you literally eat a cactus? And it's like, yeah, they're out there. They're in your retail stores. So that being one, and one that doesn't classify into a vegetable or a fruit is water. So I carry this thanks to our coach, Megan, who she made a challenge on it. It's like hydration is absolutely a game changer for diabetics. Yes. I do not like it. Just, I don't know what it does to me, and I don't want to make a false claim. So, but just trust me, drink a lot of water. Just do it.
Just trust you.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. All
right, well, listen, I mean, that it's amazing to hear about cactus right now, because listen, I have no one on my show has been like, oh, you got to try cactus. We get some cactus right now. We'll get a circle going. We'll all start coming up with some cactus recipes. Yep. I got to hear more from you now. Now you got me intrigued, because I don't think I've just gone out and be like, hey, let's eat some cactus today. So, but who wants barbecued cactus? Anybody? I'm just saying. Well, Myra, it's been good to have you. I love hearing about your journey. Are we going to see you at Viva?
Oh, absolutely. It's in my backyard. So I'm in Houston.
All right.
It's one of my favorite shows, of course. But yeah, I'll be there for sure.
All right. We will see you there. Jen, let's get our next participant on the line. Round after round, it's great. Next, we got Lindsay Lance. Now, Jen, you know about Lindsay? You want to give our audience a little bit about her?
I do. We have really amazing participants, as I have said. But Lindsay is one of the ones that's just been consistent from day one. Anything I asked her to send me, she sends right away, including blogs. So I really appreciate Lindsay, and I can't wait to hear from her.
All right. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Lindsay.
And the trumpets go. Bump. No, I'm just kidding.
Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, we can hear you perfectly fine. Okay. That was my audio in the beginning, not yours. I realized when you have cameras hooked up and different audio devices, you got to understand which one's hooked into your computer.
Totally.
I haven't learned yet after 4 years of having mic strapped to my neck, but great to have you. I am excited as I keep moving through the list of participants. You know, Jen and I have talked over and over again on the phone about how important, you know, the clean eating challenge is, not just for the participants, but for our industry, for people that are out viewing what it's like to eat healthier, not just healthy, but healthier. Because I think our industry does a good job on eating the right foods, but how can we be better at doing that? So Lindsay, what has your experience been since October in joining the challenge and changing your mindset to be a healthier individual day after day, having the conscious choice on what to put in your mouth and being monitored?
Yeah, no, totally. So I would say that, like many people here, I guess like my health journey started a little before the Clean Eating Challenge. And then when the Clean Eating Challenge came about, I was like, I have to participate because I did want to have the accountability piece. I'd say, of course, my main focus is to increase my fruits and veggies. And then for me, I wanted to just feel my best. I play soccer. October for us is the end of our harvest because we do pumpkins and winter squash. So I just wanted to be able to transition out of the harvest season and not get sick and not get sucked into, you know, the holiday eating and that kind of cycle. So my way to break the cycle, it was to join CEC.
Well, that's what I love about seeing the CEC grow, obviously from year one but when I started following it from today. I mean, Jen, there's a lot more participants from when there was 4 years ago. Am I right?
Oh, yes. I think overall, if you count every year, we have about 100 just under or just over. This year, we started with a big number, actually. We had a really good participation of, like, I think 27 or so, but we've lost about half of them. And that's not a bad thing. We want to work with the ones that want to be here. And the 13 or so that are here. And I love that.
Exactly. Same thing I say about sometimes we put all these like networking hours together or in-person events together. The people that are there are going to be the ones that want to be there. I say this like all the time. I even talk about this as going to trade shows. Like if you're that person that is an introvert, or you're that, you know, weird buyer that wants to like rub people off and not talk to you, or that salesman that just wants to go to the bar, like just don't come. Just don't come. Like, because we need good people to interact with, right? I laugh and say that, and people are like, oh, you shouldn't say that. I said, no, I said, because you should be sending your best people, right? Put your best foot forward. Don't send someone that's not gonna interact, or they're going to put their finger up and say, hey, excuse me, I'm busy right now. Right. You want them that's going to interact with everybody. And I think that's what you got once it dwindles, Jen, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I think our sweet number that we want is about 12, 13, mm-hmm. lucky. But if we just pick 12, then we would probably have a drop off and then end up with a number at the end. So it's, people and sign up for something they don't know what it's like, and maybe it's just not for them, and that's okay. We don't want you to do something that's not for you. We want the people who really want to make changes. And this isn't a weight loss challenge. This is really more fruits and vegetables, get healthier. So if that's something that sounds like what you want to do, we're here.
And honestly, so I'm relatively new to the produce industry. I've always been a part of the food industry. I was actually part of restaurant distribution prior to produce. And so it's just a totally different effect. I feel like in produce, we're able to talk about the health benefits of fruits and vegetables. Whereas before in the industry I was in, it was kind of pushing, you know, like center of the plate items or a lot of processed foods, because we know that the labor issues restaurants have, not all of that food's made from scratch. So that was kind of like my diet before the produce industry.
Wow.
And then my first trade show was actually Viva Fresh in 2022. And the Clean Eating Challenge was my favorite breakout session.
We didn't do that session last year, and so many people have asked about it that we decided to bring it back. So this is an open invite to anybody to come who is at Viva Fresh to be at our session on Friday at 2:15. It's called Clean Eating Challenge, Making Changes That Change Lives.
Hey, great title. I think it does change lives. I think that once you get on the path of knowing what you want to eat, and I've talked about this with my coaches, my nutritionists, and we're going to have my coach on next. But these are things that we talk about that when you make that change, your lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way you eat, even before you post and pre and post workouts, right? Or if you hadn't worked out before, new workouts versus no workouts. Okay. So there's a lot. Now, Lindsay, I'm going to ask a question to you that I didn't ask anybody else. You enter for that Peloton bike? Tell the truth.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I didn't know it was a given that it would there was going to be a winner. I know that sounds so silly, but from what my memory, I thought that one time it was given away was just because it was such an inspirational story. I'm kind of, you know, dense sometimes. I don't know, but I wouldn't mind winning it. Just
okay, all right, same. I said in my video, I got a spot for it right in my living room. I'm like, so I was like, I know where it's going to go.
Exactly.
Like, you just got to give it to me first.
Yeah.
That'll be a constant reminder every day that, you know, I got to eat clean.
And move.
It's a good reminder. Hey, right. Yeah. And move. It would get me not walking 15,000 steps in my house.
Oh my gosh. I know. Yeah. What you mean? I live in Washington State. So we're just coming out of the big dark. You know, yeah. It's dark here at like 3 p.m. most of the months in the winter. So, yeah, getting outside and getting the fresh air is a big deal, too.
For sure. I'm like the opposite. I live in Florida, and 9 months out of the year, it's 100 degrees. Not Brett Johnson's 100 degrees, my 100 degrees. But even then, still, I mean, I'm still with you on that one, too, about getting outside only when there's like 3 months of the year. Jen knows this, like 3 months of the year that might be decent here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to have moving forward, what was that favorite fruit or veggie that you're going to keep in your meals?
Well, it's kind of tricky. I have a couple, but for me, one, I've always loved kimchi, but now I'm adding it to more and more things. So, and then mixing that with, honestly, winter squash. So instead of rice or bread or something even more carby, I've been doing winter squash as a substitute for almost everything.
Go. Okay, that's new. Listen, like that's new. Look at my face. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like this is new.
I'll even do a spaghetti squash spaghetti and then put kimchi in it.
Oh, man. Listen.
And it's so good.
Jen, does she know G? Like, I listen, you got to get a hold of G. So G is our Korean friend. He's also in the challenge as well. So G like has a stock of kimchi in his house at all times.
So do I. My cat's name is kimchi.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, he's got like this like gallon bucket that he has, and he does the same thing. He puts kimchi on almost everything. I tell him at some points when he gets in the car, I'm like, bro, did you eat kimchi today? He's like, no. I was like, you smell like kimchi, bro. He's like, I get it. He's like, I get it. But it goes on everything.
It goes on everything.
I like that. That is different, Linda. That might be the winner of the what they stuck with, because that's very interesting. All right, Lindsay, we're gonna jump you back. Stay on. We're gonna bring our next participant and coach on. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back with you, okay? Kimchi.
I know, I was not expecting that.
Not at all. That was a good one. All right.
She will be happy.
You got me thinking a little bit about that kimchi. All right. What else can you put kimchi on? I normally only do kimchi in Korean dishes. Like, seriously. Okay. Challenge accepted, Lindsay. Challenge accepted. I'm going to try and figure it out. All right. I'm going to let you introduce our next participant/coach, because you have known her for a while. She's been in this program. So why don't you go ahead and introduce our next guest and then we'll pop her in.
All right. Well, Ashley Ojeda Porter is wonderful. I consider her a friend. She started the cleaning challenge with me as co-participants. We were both participants that year. And then she did such a great job and just has such a good energy that we asked her to be a mentor. And she has been now for the past 3 years, if not four. I can't remember now. She's great.
And Ashley, welcome. Yeah, sit back a little bit. This view's
there. The gray. I had a great in the gray room. I was like perfect.
I know. But... still look perfect. I can see you in the gray room now. It like maximized you like 100%.
Oh, okay. My cheeks hurt so much. That was a great lineup. I can't remember the last time I smiled for a whole 50 minutes. Gosh, it's so good. It's so good. I got to tell you, Jen, this has probably been the best year for me being with the Viva Fresh Clean Eating Challenge. I love how much this has evolved since our time, girl. Like, this is, I will try my best not to get emotional when we talk about our mentees, but my goodness, like Lindsay and Myra, my boy G, like their energy is just so solid. I love, love, love their energy. And I haven't even spent any time with Lindsay and Myra yet. I know them through like the industry, but the minute they're on anything with me, I'm just like, oh, I love them so much.
That's
like
it.
Coach TJ, Brett, we got Julissa, my girl Julissa. They're the ones who keep me on my toes. Like, they're the ones who remind me every day. Like, they're getting their steps in and out hiking and doing bikes and stuff. And I'm like, ah, I wanted to take a rest today, but now I can't because they're already on it and I'm a coach. And so I have to do it. So they just, they keep me motivated. Jazz went from like the past years, Jash, Patrick now, and we got Jessica, who like y'all have my heart. Like I just really connect with y'all, and you guys, like I said, I don't know what it is, but we bonded immediately. And then of course, like Jen, Megan, like you guys, Nando, like you guys are my friends. Like coming out of this, like y'all are truly my friends, and I would do anything for y'all if you asked.
Same.
I love it. Stuff. Well, it's building a community of like-minded people. That's what I love so much about it. Ashley, you've been great. One thing that I love about my coach, which is Coach Ashley and Coach Susie, is they're always reaching out. And, you know, we haven't really talked about my journey at all, which is totally fine because we've talked about it before. But that's what I feel like I love about the community, is that it's a constant reminder of good people doing good things. That's what I see it sometimes, is regardless if it's the food, regardless if it's what we're doing, but the people behind it is what makes it so great, right? The most valuable asset we have in business and in life is people. No difference in this challenge. We've got great people with opportunities, with challenges, with goals, and bringing that community together is helping us all accomplish a little bit more than we could have on our own. Right? Having a coach with a mindset of not coaching this person for their own personal endeavors, but coaching a person to see what they can't see in themselves. And that's true leadership. So Ash, as I told you, I talked to you on the phone. I tell you, I appreciate you. The same as Susie on trying to get me on the right path. If I'm injured and they see that from jujitsu, or I have an ice pack on in one of my photos, they're the first ones to reach out and say, hey, are you okay? What happened? Are you training right now? Are you competing still? Just something that really doesn't happen all the time, even with friends, right? Because friends, as much as they're interested, they all have their own lives. So being in this community and keeping us accountable, and I think that's the biggest thing, is Ashley, Susie have kept me accountable. I know you've kept our team accountable because I see the posts and I see what we're doing. Even though we're only a team of, I believe, three now, we still have a very strong team in being active, walking, working out, and eating. So, I mean, Ashley, I love it. I'm glad I got on your team, and I agree. We're having a blast. And then even interacting on Slack, you know, this was your first year for Slack, Jen, and you told me this, but the interaction started off a little slow, and then all of a sudden it just exploded to where everybody just started sharing their meals, you know, recipes and their daily lives. And, you know, it humanizes us a little bit too. I mean, we all work in the same industry, but sometimes it's great to be able to humanize us a little bit. Hey, we're all people here. We all do the same thing. Guess what? We wake up, we got to eat. We wake up, we got to have a cup of coffee, right? Or some tea. So I really liked that it humanized all of us, and we got to know people that maybe we saw on LinkedIn or saw in a person at a trade show and never really got the time to see them and talk to them. Now it's like we're a community together. Everybody in this clean eating challenge will know each other for their careers.
Oh, for sure. It's absolutely such a great.
So as we close this out, because Ashley, I know we didn't talk much to you. But I loved your sentiment of just talking so highly about all the participants and everybody that's in the clean eating challenge. We're looking forward to being at Viva. Let's bring on all of our participants. Let's give them one last, oorah from the coach. And I say we'll see you at Viva. So let's get everybody back on. There's Brett. There's Jessica. There's Myra. And there's Lindsay. Hold on. All right, Coach Ash, you got the floor to give us all some more, advice and knowledge before we head out to Viva in less than a month.
Just make sure you come and see all the coaches. The coaches really do. This is volunteer work for us. And the only thing we want out of it is like we've said earlier, is for someone to feel like you've started your healthy journey, or you were able to continue your healthy journey, or you're ready to get someone else motivated to get them started on their healthy journey. So just look for us, participate where you can with the events that we have going on for y'all. I'm just, like I said, everyone on this podcast right now, y'all have done awesome. And any one of y'all, please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. I'm not hard to find. I know we may not have been able to connect throughout this journey, but I don't see us this being the end all. So congratulations to you all. I'm super proud of you all.
Everyone, let's give a salute to the industry. We'll see you in the fields and on the horizon.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.